You may remember a piece I wrote back in March attempting to clear up the myths about anti-lockdown protesters and our reasons for rallying against the public health mandates being rammed through Parliament and unfairly hindering many citizens' abilities to function. Now it would seem I should clear up our meaning again, considering we are being categorized as anti-vaxxers. In my previous piece, I went on to briefly discuss the vaxxer mask policy, which was abolished after being challenged by the Nurses Association in 2015. This ruling was appealed and beaten again in 2018. It was proven in arbitration on both of these occasions that the masks and special pins the nurses were being forced to wear at work all day were only aimed at compelling them to receive the flu shot. I came to the conclusion that these very unfair and objectively irrational mandates were a similar form of coercive punishment meant to drive our population toward a vaccination similar to the flu vaccine. I even speculated that this may be because public health officials truly believe this is necessary to improve our nation's health and reduce capacity in our chronically overstretched healthcare system. At this point, however, while that is very likely the motivation for a vast majority of the involved parties, it seems the intended endgame is slowly revealing itself to be the mandate that every citizen obtain a Green Pass passport and take part in the associated security system being initiated. Many people are not aware of this, but in the early days of Justin Trudeau's campaign, in a live televised group discussion, he was recorded stating openly that he has admiration for China's basic dictatorship model of governing, since it allows them to be very flexible and get things done. Our own prime minister has political leanings toward communism. There are also big things happening brought on by the globalists' World Economic Forum. Their executive chairman Klaus Schwab has stated openly in press conferences that we should never expect to return to normal, in a traditional sense. This powerful organization has a very well-known and long-standing plan for us to live in a global socialist dictocracy where the general population will have no rights to individual property ownership. In his words, we will own nothing and be happy. It should be getting easier to believe at this point, despite it seeming far-fetched at the beginning, that the citizens of our country and most other countries in the world are being re-socialized and renormalized to accept being dictated to by the major corporate holders who have gained control of our societies through financial means. These Green Pass passports are the first step, just the beginning. Once we have handed away the last of our rights and freedoms as individuals and agreed to this transition of our country into a paper-carrying security state, we will have lost. This will no longer be a free country. So you see, we are not anti-vaccine protesters, we are pro-liberty freedom fighters. Please, get it straight. Karen Smith Sturgeon Falls.